Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hi there, and welcome to Conversations. I'm your host, Gregor. Thanks for spending some time with us here this weekend. Joining me this segment is Stephanie Ellis, the Associate Vice President of Marketing for Girl Scouts of Western Washington. Thanks for hopping on via Zoom.
Hi, my pleasure.
Join us as we look at the issues that affect us here at home in our community and across the nation. Normally, when we talk to Stephanie, we're talking cookies. We're in cookie selling mode, and we're finding out how those cookies fund a huge part of the Girl Scouts throughout the rest of the year. But it's not just about that one time a year that the Girl Scouts are doing awesome things. It's all the time, helping girls learn entrepreneurial skills and how to be leaders in our community. That continues even during COVID-19, but I want to know how. So we'll start, Stephanie, with a quick background of Girl Scouts of Western Washington, please.
Yeah, so we serve 17 counties across Western Washington. We have over 21,000 girls and about 8,400 volunteers. So it is a really big deal here. And I have been a part of this organization. I've worked here for 12 years and I was a Girl Scout, but I am really just amazed of what the other side looks like as a staffer's perspective, seeing the inner workings of this organization and how we're all so committed to seeing girls succeed.
That's so cool. You kind of touched on it there, but what's like the main goal of Girl Scouts? What's your mission?
Yes, the mission is building girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place. And what that means is basically giving them the platform to, you know, figure out what their goals are, what their dreams are, try every single thing that they want to try, learn, fail, grow, become completely resilient, strong, confident girls who are going to be our leaders.
That's so cool. It's such a great organization. How many girls did you say participating? 21,000?
Yeah, 21,000 here across Western Washington.
And you said 8,000 volunteers. I mean, we'll get to it here in a second, but that's got to have changed or how a volunteer can actually participate. How first did you get involved?
Well, I was a Girl Scout, and you know, once a Girl Scout, you just carry that with you throughout your whole life. And then when I actually found out you could work for Girl Scouts, I just couldn't imagine a better place to use, you know, my passion for also, you know, helping support girls become strong women, because I've had so many amazing women mentors in my life, and I know like how important that is to who I am today. And so I want to be a part of a place that sees that and builds that in girls.
Stephanie Ellis is joining us from Girl Scouts of Western Washington. Give us a timeline of how the pandemic affected your organization. It's touched us all one way or another. How did it affect your organization, and what did those changes look like, and how quickly did it change?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, if I know you remember, because we talked about the Lemon Parade that we had on February 28th, and it was almost like night and day. You know, that was the first weekend of the cookie sale, and then everything just dramatically changed after that. And so we had to pivot quickly. It was the first time in our history that we've had to cancel the public cookie sale. So, you know, that required a lot of shifting, and, that moved to an online platform. And then we did actually have a partnership come about from that, which is a really beautiful thing that came from a Bartell partnership. So I know that you were mentioning seeing Cookies and Bartels. Yeah. And that is actually pretty profound how that happened, because we did have to cancel the public sale. And we had over 300,000 boxes of cookies that were unsold.
Wow, that number is staggering, but I try not to be too mad at you every time my willpower breaks down and I am still buying cookies well into the summer, which is excellent that we have that opportunity. Did that feel like a natural fit? Was the Bartell community really easy to get involved with?
Well, and it really was, because Bartell's CEO was a Girl Scout.
Get out of here.
Yes, it was so much synergy there. And they have a lot of women leadership at Bartell's, and half of them at least were Girl Scouts. And so it's been really exciting to, you know, hear their Girl Scout stories. And they've been in the community over 100 years, and so have we. And a lot of people don't know that. And so there's just this amazing connection, and they have a locals helping locals campaign. And so we fit right into that. And it has been really powerful, because the money from the cookies sold is part of our programming and financial assistance. So, you know, everyone benefits here from this partnership. And so we were really grateful. So I have to say that's a really bright spot in what was an otherwise dim and very disorienting experience for all of us. And, in addition to canceling the cookie sale, we also canceled all of our programming, obviously in person. That include all of our camps, that includes any kind of workshops we've had. And so we've done a lot of pivoting with that as well.
So, I mean, yeah, it's summertime. What would typically be happening right now if not for the pandemic stopping all in-person activities? What would Girl Scouts be doing right now?
Yes, campers would be...
Campers!
Well, that's a very big... I mean, besides in-person programming, obviously, and troop meetings, you know, camp is a huge part of this organization and who we are. And so, you know, campers would be on the docks, jumping off into the lakes and riding horses and really just discovering nature at our beautiful camp properties we have. And so we have really pivoted, and I'm super excited to say that we have what we're calling Summer Camp at Home, which is actually 8 weeks of programming curated by our camp director. So it is things that you would be experiencing at camp, but in your home, in the way that it works for you.
Give us an example of some of the things that you might, that girls or anybody might be checking out right now.
Yeah. So I really love these themes. So I'm going to tell you all the themes. We have Northwest Safari.
Cool.
So one of them can be bird watching in your backyard or anywhere in your neighborhood, right? That's safe. Mermaids, dragons, and unicorns, which I love. I'm currently wearing unicorn socks in solidarity of this. And we have a unicorn dump cake recipe, all sorts of magical things. Outer space theme. So you can make your own flashlight solar system and so many different magical things in space. And then Harry Potter. We have a Harry Potter week where you can create a Horcrux hunt in your very own home. A dynamite dinosaur week, carnival theme, and then we have a splish splash and a rainbow week. So everything that you would be doing at camp, in the water in some way, creating magic, exploring. And the whole point of this, which is really, even though it is Girl Scouts at Home and it's online, the point of this is to get you from the computer into your backyard, into a park, out in nature, or literally just in your living room, but getting you away from the computer. So all of this programming does not require a computer.
Oh, that's so cool. What are you hearing back from campers yet, or parents? Are they excited?
We're actually hoping that people are going to start posting on our social media of some of the things that they're doing and sharing also their favorite camp memories, because we're really trying to, you know, keep that magic alive. We know that everyone is really sad, and that includes us. But this is a really special way that I think we can still stay connected and experience that magic of camp in a new way.
Where do we find you on social media if we want to share our camp experiences there?
Yes, please do. Our hashtag is at Girl Scouts WW. That's GIRLSCOUTSWW. And we're on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Oh, that's so cool. It's the WW's for Western Washington. So Girl Scouts, Western Washington, WW. Okay, cool. So girls don't have to, I mean, like the rest of us, here we are on Zoom talking to each other. The Girl Scouts don't have to stop meeting. Yes. Are people carrying on by virtually? And are these groups of girls still meeting?
Yes. And that is another thing to be, that I'm so proud of, because Girl Scouts are innovative and we've always used our resources wisely. So now the resource primarily is that computer, right? And so we've been seeing, so there's no troop meeting in person at this current time since everything has been canceled, but there are girls who are creating Lego board games and sharing how to do that. We've had girls make DIY mask tutorials to teach people how to make their own face masks. Girls are sharing mental health resources that work for them at a time in which they're isolated. So they're sharing their own tips and tricks for that. We have online sing-alongs, and there are actually troops meeting virtually. So we had a troop out of Everett make this awesome Zoom meeting where they introduce different women and different career paths to their girls. So they're still learning the same things that they're learning in person, just in a new way. And so I'm really proud of that. We have a Girl Made section on our website. So if you go to girlscoutsww.org, you will be able to find our Camp at Home. We have a Girl Scouts at Home program with tons of virtual programming that we've also created that's not just camp themed. And then we have a Girl Made section where you can see some of those things I was just telling you about and check out those tutorials and videos from our girls.
No one knows what a month from now is going to look like. No one knows what 6 months from now is going to look like, obviously. But how are you preparing yourselves for what the future might look like short term and maybe a little bit longer? What are we looking at for Girl Scouts in the near future?
Well, of course, you know, we all, you know, have that hope that everything's going to come back to normal again. Sure. But we are really preparing for any type of, you know, whether we can meet in person again or not. So we are really amplifying our virtual programming. And that is what Girl Scouts at Home is all about. So that is something that we are devoting a ton of time to. We have this really cool program, actually. It's called our zombie programming, the Great Cascadias or Zombie Survival Challenge, COVID-19 edition. And we've actually adapted this. It's an emergency preparedness program, and it is completely tailored to COVID and what girls can do to keep themselves safe and to also learn how to deal with this pandemic, which is something that also includes anxiety and a lot of stress. And so all of these pieces are built into this original programming. And so we have things like that where we really hope it's free. It's for anyone who wants to, you know, check out what we've got to see, you know, what it's all about being a Girl Scout.
I feel like I could have fun with most of the things that you've talked about here today. So I'll go check it out myself. GirlScoutsWW.org, or find them online at GirlScoutsWW on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and share your camp stories. Stephanie Ellis, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Conversations is a public affairs program of this station.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.